Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the elite community colleges in the country. In fact, we're number one in Mississippi in getting students prepared for the workforce. That's according to Zipia, a career website out of California, one of the top in the Southeast for that as well. Of course, we're well into our fall semester for face-to-face classes and our nationally recognized online classes. But just a reminder that Northeast Adult Education is reserving seats now for upcoming day classes on Monday, September 28th. Day classes will be held Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. until noon. Evening classes are held Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 9 p.m. Keep in mind, enrollment for classes are held every 4 weeks for day classes and every 8 weeks for evening courses. If you need some more information, call 662-720-7184. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Well, good morning again. And thank you again, Will, for the opportunity to share with the Northeast family some things and updates that are going on. Of course, naturally, the hot topic is still the COVID-19 virus. What we found out that our model that we're using is working because the numbers are being reduced, not only on campus, but it's also being reduced in our communities too. So I think that Northeast is contributing to the reduction of the virus and the spread of the virus simply because of the guidelines that we have in place. When we look at the numbers here at Northeast, as a 0.97% have tested positive. That's less than 1% of our student population that has tested positive. And today's numbers, we have gotten down to we only have 46 that are in quarantine. Now, due to various things, either being close to or in the close proximity of someone who has the COVID virus or making a contact with someone or even having it altogether. So those numbers are exceptionally low for an institution of higher learning. And I think the things that we're doing are certainly progressing and certainly helping in the spread of the virus. And it's allowed us to maintain our point of view, and that being that education has been our main focus. The safety of our students and the protection of our students and our employees from the virus has been proven to be very, very beneficial. And it's that it is working. You know, we must continue to educate. We must continue to do the things that are necessary. Someone asked me the other day, is this going away? Whenever this goes away, we get back to normal. And I don't see a normal working conditions or school conditions or any conditions, as a matter of fact, to be anytime soon. I think that once the vaccine is approved and the trials are completed on it and it is proven to be beneficial and working, I think it will be a period of time before people are comfortable to even take the vaccine, first of all. And then moving forward from that, eradicating the virus pretty much 100%. Will we get it all? No. Just like the flu or anything else, you know, we're not going to get rid of it completely. So it's going to be something that's going to be on our mind and we must prepare for and move forward. And again, let me remind folks that, you know, the most important thing that we can do is to educate other people and set a good example for other people. You know, these three things right here we must continue to do, and we must be vigilant with it, and that is to wear a mask in a crowded and enclosed place. And then, of course, wear it properly. I can't stress how important it is to wear your mask properly. You know, I see students and even adults at different places with a mask only covering their mouth and their nose is exposed and not even covering either one. So we've got to make sure that we encourage everyone and educate everyone how important it is to wear a mask and to wear it properly in the appropriate places. You know, I think some people take it the wrong way in the fact that we're trying to take rights away from people and things like that. This is not about taking the rights away from anyone. This is about attacking a health crisis and a health situation and a pandemic situation and trying to eradicate it and trying to keep it under control. And I think everyone should do their part in doing that and make sure they do that. So let's wear the mask and wear it properly. Let's distance ourselves, especially in crowds. And, you know, we don't have to get up in someone's face to communicate or talk to them. And then make sure that we wash our hands and wash those hands frequently. I made the statement the other day that I think that the things that we're doing to combat the COVID virus probably will help reduce the numbers that will happen in the when the flu season starts, because these are the things that prevents the flu from spreading or any kind of virus from spreading also. So we're going to continue to navigate through this, and we're going to keep as much normalcy as we possibly can in going through this. And it will be a great day when we can have a Tiger Talk and we don't have to talk about COVID-19 or anything like that. So we're going to continue to move forward, and we're going to continue to navigate through it and be successful with it. There are some exciting things going on in Northeast. Recently, Northeast has been honored by the Institutions of Higher Learning in Mississippi. IHL named Northeast as one of the best colleges with the highest GPA. So it's important to understand. And that goes back to the instructors and the faculty that we have on campus that are doing a tremendous job of educating and teaching our students. IHL, Institutions of Higher Learning, also named Northeast as one of the leaders in preparing students at the public universities to receive a BS degree. So the students who leave here not only leave here with the highest GPA of any other community college in the state, but they also are leading the way with our students being prepared to be successful in receiving a higher degree. So those are two instances where we've been recognized for the superior instruction and the work that we're doing in the classroom and preparing our students for that. And I not only want to commend our faculty and our instructors, but I also want to commend our students, because they do a tremendous job. And now, under some trying circumstances as far as some of them going on quarantine and converting from face-to-face or hybrid classes to fully online within a matter of a day, it speaks well of the type of students that we have here. So as I always said, you know, we're very proud of our faculty, and we're very proud of our students that we have here that are very successful. Another award, which I mentioned this, I think, last week maybe, or week before last, and this is, we're getting ready to announce this through the media, and this is the Aleutian Impact Award. And this honors exceptional institutions that are using technology to produce a better student experience. And we've certainly done that within the last 4 or 5 years. We have really moved the needle and moved forward in providing a great experience for our students through the usage of technology. Along with that came a $25,000 grant, and we are using that within the Faculty for Professional Development and other things that might be going on campus too as far as instruction goes. One other recognition that we did receive was the Campus Labs Award, and this is for creating a culture of assessment on campus. And we do a very good job of assessing the work that we do to see whether or not it's working, and then we will continue to use it if it works, and if not, we'll go in another direction with that. So do want to bring some attention to a couple of things. This is Suicide Prevention Awareness Week, and we do want to bring attention to that. You know, a couple of years ago, we decided to hire a full-time mental health counselor, and we hired Kristen Wesson, who's doing a phenomenal job within that area. You know, mental health, suicide, this is something that is more prevalent than one would think. And with the first survey that we put out a couple of years ago, it produced some eye-opening data. And we're doing everything that we possibly can through the Success Center and through the mental health department there with Ms. Wesson that we will continue to move forward with that and recognize students that need help. I also want to bring attention to a couple of other things, our construction update and things that we have going on. The Northeast at Ripley site is nearing completion. We are looking at completion date of October the 10th. Of course, there's a delay that's very possible with that. And with construction, you can expect delays at any time. And a couple of reasons is that where the internet connection is a little bit slow about getting connected. We're waiting till Tippah County Electric Power Association can get their connection with the new internet lines and things like that. And then the asphalt being poured for the parking lot and parking facilities and everything is a little bit slow. We're having trouble getting the asphalt. So we're looking at the schedule being there, getting it completed, getting it staffed by the end of the semester or the end of the year. And then we'll open it up in January for full-time service to our students in Tippah County and in the surrounding areas. Some other projects that we've got going on campus. We're installing an HVAC unit in Seth Pounds Auditorium, which has been is much needed and it's long overdue. Seth Pounds is also on our schedule for renovation. This is one of the original buildings that on campus, so it's under the Bureau of Buildings. It's in the Archives and History building, so we're going to have to be very careful about how we renovate that building, especially on the outside. We really can't change anything as far as the exterior amenities and things like that, but we do plan on putting in new seating and just upgrading it, modernizing it, making it a very modern auditorium on campus, which we're in desperate need of on campus too. Another thing coming up that we want to remind everyone about is our SACS on-site review. It will be September the 29th through October the 1st, and this would be, it's an on-site review, but it will be the first, probably the first ever virtual review. So this will be a new experience for us, and I think it'll also be a new experience for SACS too. So you'll hear more about that from Dr. Sasser's office, who is in charge of the on-site review. Also remind everyone that upcoming football season is October the 1st. We play Holmes Community College here, 6:30 kickoff. We do plan on having our normal tailgates that we have prior to the home football games. And that will be out in the lawn here in front of Ramsey Hall around the fountain area. There will be plenty of room for people to space out, sit with your families and things like this. And I think this is a great time for families just to come out and enjoy a free meal and then walk on over, going over to a football game if they so choose to do that. So we're looking forward to football season. Our tailgating resuming back up on October the 1st. So these are a few things that are going on and happening on campus. One thing I do want to remind everyone about, and that is our Signal Vine, which is a two-way text messaging platform. It actually goes live today. This will not only allow us to send announcements to the students, but the student can reply to the text, and to one of our personnel in the office can text back with them, and we can have a communication there. Currently, our text messaging only involves emergencies with a Tiger Alert system, but this now allows us to send out a text to a student, individual student, or a group of students, either one. So it will begin. The first group to use it will be the Success Center students, and we'll kick that off on September the 9th. So we are excited about the things that are going on. We are so thankful and blessed to have the employees that we have here at Northeast, and that's what makes us move forward. So, in saying all that again, appreciate all of you. Be safe. And as always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. And it won't be long until we start cheering for the black and gold. That season opener in football, October 1st, here at Northeast against Holmes. Just a reminder before we wrap this show up, to please fill out your screening form each day before heading to work or class at any of our Northeast campuses. Want to try to keep Northeast as safe as possible during this pandemic. And also, for the latest information, obviously you can get it here on Tiger Talk, but also follow us on our social media accounts, and that is Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter. And also, don't forget, the Northeast Recruiting Office now has Twitter and Instagram accounts, so that would be great for prospective students to follow as well. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does to get us on the air this week and every week here on Tiger Talk. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.